Now, MAFS has wrapped this season for 2024 is over. But one of the biggest, juiciest stories that has come out over the past few days, the last week, revolves around Tim. Now, Tim Smith, Tim and Lucinda, we got to know them very well as a couple, no longer together. But we've got Tim in the studio. Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
We're great.
Yeah.
Now, Tim, so much to talk about. We could talk about MAFS. People still love MAFS, but we don't want to talk about that at all.
I bet. Yeah. What would you like to talk about? The weather?
Well, Tim, drugs. It has been revealed since you've left MAFS. I'm not sure, and I don't think Channel 9 even knew this when they cast you on the show, but you are a convicted drug smuggler and went to prison over in America.
Could you not make it sound any worse if you tried?
Fee, anytime Fee mentions crime, she whispers it, which I do think makes it worse every time.
I'd be getting a death penalty if you were the judge.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning. How did you get yourself into that?
Few drinks and a late night and a great idea.
Really?
You know, all the best ideas come after 1 a.m.
Yeah.
In a pub. And it was overseas, or was it Canada? Where did it? No.
The idea came up in Canada.
Yes, okay.
The operation happened in the US.
Really? And you were a pilot?
No. Let's get that straight. I was a moron. I didn't know how to fly a helicopter.
But you were flying them.
Yeah.
How'd you learn?
I
learned on YouTube and I took a lesson
YouTube.
Or two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was wow. One of it. You think that the actual running it was dumb. Try sitting in a jet ranger for the first time and sort of going, I think I can do this. It's not like driving the car where you can put the brake on. Once it starts,
yeah.
How many hours did it take you to think I've actually might have this?
I think about I took a half an hour lesson and figured, I reckon I could do it. Just like every guy has sat in the plane on the way to Bali thinking, if the pilots like die, I reckon I could land it. We've all had that thought,
right?
Yeah,
but right? I played Microsoft Flight Simulator, you know?
Right.
It's so confidence. Confidence is key to most things like this.
You could call it confidence or moron.
So you're in the cartel. So how did you get connected to these people to start? What did you smuggle? Cocaine, marijuana?
Weed?
Yeah,
weed from Canada into Washington State.
And that's legal now. So some would say you're like a businessman, like you're
entrepreneur.
You're thinking ahead.
Ahead of the times.
Yes.
You know, you try and justify everything. It's like prohibition, you know. The Kennedys made their money running Canadian whiskey into the US during prohibition. I just figured I was a Kennedy.
So you're smuggling drugs. How much per trip? How many trips did you do? How much money did you get paid?
You know, it'd be a couple million.
You got paid?
Yeah.
How many trips?
Be about 20 odd trips.
How many years did you get?
I got 1 year.
Jeez, that's worth it.
Well, 1 year, 6 months.
So, Tim, how did you get caught?
Smoked it?
I never got caught doing it. It's called conspiracy. So if two people say that you did it and they're willing to go on the stand,
rats,
then you are as good as cooked.
They dropped you in it.
Yeah.
What, your mates?
Well, not your mates, because you never actually get to know anyone's name. Like, they knew me as the jockey.
The jockey?
Yeah. So I used to just...
I've got it. Let's go back to the beginning, because I've seen so many movies, and you go... But so, whoever said... So somebody said to you, were they a friend or just someone walked up to you in the pub and went, want to fly choppers?
No.
Like,
the guy... I used to be a bartender in a nightclub.
Yeah.
And we were sitting around, and I knew everyone was pretty shady. If you own a nightclub... And generally, you're pretty shady. Mm. And they were just talking about the border. And then somebody said, it'd be great if we knew a chopper pilot. And I've always had a dream of flying helicopters. And in this one part, I said, when I was 15, I actually applied for the Air Force in Australia. So I sent my grades in and they sent me back a letter saying I could be a postman or a cleaner. So clearly... It wasn't going to work through the Air Force way.
Well, you become a postman, didn't you? You delivered on the marijuana.
So I chose a different path to get my aviation experience.
So just a young bartender that made a bad decision.
Yeah, look, the story itself was pretty something out of a movie, but, you know, as you've seen on A Current Affair, I always say my sentence started after my sentence.
Yeah, right.
So you went to prison. So did you have more luck in prison or on maths?
How scary is that? There's prison in the United States. How scary is that?
Well, I was arrested in California. So I bounced around a few different jails in California. Gosh. Like, and then I guess the first, because we all seen that movie, Nicolas Cage, Con Air.
Con Air, of course.
Yeah, in the 80s.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't believe I was on a prison bus heading to the Mojave Desert.
Not with
chained
sauce.
To a guy from Alabama. And then I thought, I might as well get, get talking to this guy and just, and I said, oh, what brings you to California? And he said, oh, I've been out here on trial. And I said, oh, how'd you go? And he goes, I got triple life.
Oh.
And I'm like, I was on a Qantas flight 11 days ago sitting next to someone.
What had he done for triple life?
You'd have to be doing murder.
Yeah, he was murder.
But then, yeah, there's a 727 with stairs heading up through the back where the engines are and about 7 hours to Lotus and marshals everywhere. And I'm literally waiting for Nick Cage to walk out behind me. Yeah.
So did you have more luck in prison or in mass? Back to that question.
Look, I went into the feds a virgin and came out, and I would say I did the same on maths.
But can I ask, I know what you're angling, but I want to be more serious about this. Like, how scary is that, Jay?
Oh,
like,
it's...
Do you have to make, because I've seen Prison Break and I've seen Orange is the New Black. Like, do you have to, like...
Good comparison.
No, but what I mean is, like, you've got, don't you have to make allies? And
you do.
I've watched all the crime investigation shows. They're all the gangs, and then it becomes racial gangs.
100%. I went into one tank, I think, in San Bernardino, and they kind of call it like a gladiator tank where it's just four walls, 180 beds, and the bed, the room itself is divided by where you walk by races and neighborhoods, which is really weird.
So the Aussie was in the corner by himself?
Surely. I've spent a bit of time.
It went Mexicans, whites, blacks,
Asian,
and you don't want to be a part of the fifth group, which is everybody else.
What were you in?
I was in the whites. And being an Australian, I got a little bit of a break if I didn't understand the rules. The accent.
Yeah.
The accent cut me a few breaks.
And also, I mean, look, you are a good-looking guy, though. Did you want to ugly yourself up or something? That's what I would think.
Just in
no,
case.
But I know. No, isn't I watch a lot of these shows. Don't you do that? Like, you don't want to be a pretty boy in the...
Look, I've always said this about, especially in the feds, over a state prison. Feds are sort of what we class as a little more upper class. We're amongst the bigger people than the state crimes. You, it's really a game of... It's a mental game over a physical game. So figure out who people are very quick.
Yeah,
it's like I've always had that theory, and I learnt that in there. Walk into a room, try and look for the bigger for the dickhead, and if you can't find it, generally it's you.
Ooh, wow,
gosh, that's good.
So I applied that to maths too.
Yeah. Now we get back on maths just for 1 second. How did they not know that you? How did you get around that? Because they would have done a background check. That's
how. Look, the MAFS does a very extensive, like, check. There's no question they check off the I's, quite the, yeah.
So they would have known you went to prison?
They didn't.
How?
Well, because, you know, you've got to tell them, you know, you've got to tell them which countries you lived in, and they will do a check. And I always try and justify, and maybe it's a little bit wrong on my part, I wasn't living in the US. I was just staying there against my will.
But yeah, wouldn't,
you know,
wouldn't
I'm not going to say that I lived in Bali.
Yeah, but they can't do a criminal check in every country.
But if you just type in his name, wouldn't it come up?
Tim Smith.
No. Good luck.
Yeah.
I can't. There's no chance of me ever getting my name on Google.
I know three other Tim Smiths.
180 beds. It just sounds like a crappy hostel. You know, I was at the San Bernardino hostel for.
Mm. Well, now you said that you told Lucinda, so she knew.
Lou knew.
Yep. Yes.
And look, after you've spent 3 days, you know, together, you've figured out that I'm, you know, not diminishing it in any way.
You've learnt your lesson.
Right. And so, yeah, I gave Lou the option of opting out. Yeah.
Did you ever get nervous flying the drugs? Are you going to get caught or you just don't care?
Oh, are you getting nervous? The first morning I looked at my buddy because I didn't know where the lights were on this thing. I didn't know how to navigate. And he just had a flashlight on the dash. And
wow.
And he just looked at me and said, are we going to die today? And I said, look, it's a good 50-50 chance. But if you want to get out, it's okay.
Did you? Were you close to crashing it? Did you nail the flying bit from YouTube?
I kind of nailed the fly. You know, I kind of nailed the flying bit, but I still, you know, I almost ran into a sheriff helicopter one day because I never knew how to work the radio.
You'd be on the dumbest cruise ever.
But I mean, nobody would have survived because he was heading one way and I was heading the other. But I could hear F-16s on my headset in a naval base. And I thought if I just stay low enough, I won't run into anybody.
Yeah, we got some questions sent to us, and our go.
Oh,
you go.
No, sorry, didn't at all. No, please. What were the questions?
No, you go.
No, it's all good.
There you go.
Well, Tim, this this was a fascinating chat. You are no longer obviously on maths, but you are single still.
I am single. Yes. Yep.
So just getting around Melbourne, and now this will add to the bad boy factor. I'm imagining on the dating scene.
Yeah, well, you know. It's...
Are there women who are suddenly coming out of the woodwork going, oh, love a bad boy?
Yeah, it's been a while since it happened, but it definitely does add to the mystique of it all. It gives a few people, my ex-cast mates, a different look at me when it comes to negotiating.
Yeah, you know? Right.
Tori thinks that she knew about me, but... clearly nobody did.
No. Well, thank you for sharing it. Fascinating, Tim. And you started a new TikTok account, Tim Smith, 070. It's here on the page, highlighted. I thought I had to mention it.
Look at that picture. You know, it's funny when I look at the picture now, like my maths picture comes up and my prison picture all in the same ad everywhere.
Better on maths, I reckon. The maths photo is looking a little bit better. Yeah. What's the TikTok thing? You're doing dances and challenges or teaching people how to fly?
Yeah. I'm actually doing a virtual flying course. It'll be on.
Well, thank you for coming into the studio. Fascinating insight that we didn't realise when you were on the telly, but thank you for coming in to share it after.
No worries at all, guys.
Thanks.